Welcome to The Inner Room, a space where we ponder the inner movements of our heart to find God by finding examples and instructions in daily scripture readings. The emotions in our hearts can help us or hinder us in our spiritual journey. Open your heart, explore your emotions, and align thoughts and emotions with God's plans for you. When we learn to feel and align our emotions, we advance in our prayer life by loving more deeply, remaining in peace more often, and finding courage for the journey of life. My name is Sofia Fonseca de Niño, and a big shout out to my son Marco Niño, producer of this podcast. Sit back or walk with us. You are most welcome here. Friends, the world invites us to be at the center of our own universe. Everything is about ease, how easy it is for me to swipe on the phone and get anything I want. I can find a new mate, I can find a new meal, I can find a new job, I can find a new object. So in every way we can swipe and pretty much have anything we want at our fingertips. This puts us in a position of ease to make ourselves the center of the universe. And in our prayer life, we can do the very same. We can create a world that basically prays to God just as we swipe to get the next item, to get the next thing. And God, in that sense, is almost like a distribution machine, but we do not relate to him in the way that he deserves because he is God and we are not. Today we have a reading from Hosea chapter 6. Come, let us return to the Lord. We keep hearing this theme over and over in this season. And Hosea says he will revive us after 2 days. On the third, he will raise us up. Another foreshadow from one of the prophets about Jesus' resurrection, that he will be struck down, but he will come back. The reading tells us that it is love I desire and not sacrifice. So friends, sometimes we can just deal with God in the same way that we expect from him to be a distribution machine, and our actions to be almost like the coins you used to put in a vending machine, where you put in your little prayers, I put in my little prayers, and then God delivers what we need. We swipe and we get it. But the Lord is saying he desires love, not sacrifice. So today we have to imagine that in God's realm, in his majesty, in his authority, benevolence, in the dimensions of his greatness that we cannot even comprehend. The Lord has so much more for us in store in just being in the presence of this mighty Father who loves us, that our requests could not possibly, except for the very saintly people that know how to ask, we couldn't possibly even know how to ask for the right thing. So we must put away our swiping instincts, to put away our desire for God to be a distribution center of gifts and favors and words and signs. And we have to love him, to love him. The reading is instructing us today to ask, how well do I love God? How well do I love him? Do I love him like I love him, the person in my life that I love the most physically? How well do I love the Lord? The Psalm 51, the psalm we repeat when we're trying to place ourselves before the Lord with compassion, asking for his mercy, says, it is mercy I desire, not sacrifice. So a love that is very specific, a love that has forgiveness in it, both asking for forgiveness and receiving forgiveness and giving forgiveness to others, and then accepting their forgiveness. That it is a cycle, where we place ourselves before the Lord, saying, have mercy on me, O God, in your goodness, in the greatness of your compassion. Wipe out my offense, my distraction, my idolatry, that I make myself the center of everything, that I do not put you at the center, that in my busyness, in my excuses, in my laziness, I do not strive to be better, Father, that we just do not know or comprehend possibly your goodness and your greatness and your compassion. The psalm tells us that the sacrifice the Lord prefers is a contrite spirit, a heart that is humbled, and that God will not spurn that because we do not deserve to be in the majesty of God's presence. Even here in our world, we have presidents, we have kings, and not everybody has the privilege of being before them. You have to ask for an audience. You have to have certain credentials. You have to ask certain permissions. You have to get through a lot of layers to actually get in the presence of a king or a president. And here we have the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, and we find ourselves in a place where we take it for granted. We swipe on the phone expecting God to deliver things for us, but we do not place ourselves before his goodness and greatness just to love him and to ask him to forgive us. We find the perfect image for the kind of love the Lord is asking us in Luke chapter 18. In the parable that Jesus gave then and gives to us today, to those who were convinced of their own righteousness, friends, that this is us just asking God for things and expecting them to come and not really worshiping, not really adoring, not really loving. And God sees the example for us, two people going up to the temple to pray. You've got in one side the Pharisee, in the other the tax collector. And the Pharisee is not only taking their position of honor in the place, but spoke this prayer to himself. And friends, I had not noticed ever those words in this parable. He is speaking this prayer to himself. That's idolatry, making himself the center of everything. He's speaking this prayer to feel good about himself. Look how well I pray. And we can do that. I know I can do that. Look, Father, I'm giving you this prayer. Giving him what? Giving him what? He doesn't need anything at all. He's perfect. It is my privilege to be in his presence. And the Pharisee says, oh God, I thank you that I am not like the rest of humanity. And he lists greedy, dishonest, adulterous, and even points to the tax collector, or even like this tax collector. I had not paid attention that he says a prayer to himself. Look how good I am. I'm not like the rest. I'm not like this one. Listing the sins of someone else. And then saying, I fast twice a week. I pay the tithes on my own income. All the things that are the world's way to say that we're trying to practice righteousness, but look at his heart. His heart is in the wrong place because he is just praying to himself, friends. And in opposition, in the parable, God says the tax collector stood off at a distance, would not even raise his eyes to heaven, but beat his breast and prayed, be merciful to me, God, a sinner. What a contrast, friends. One is in the presence of God, knowing he is not God. And the other one is in the presence of God, showing off, telling the world, telling himself how well he's doing. Jesus tells us, whoever exalts himself will be humbled. The one who humbles himself will be exalted. Humility is not easy, and the world around us doesn't really promote it. How many likes do I have on my phone, on my app, on my project, on what I've posted? We keep looking to see how many views we got on things in this world of social media. We are exalted. We take all these thousands of selfies and we post them to the world. See what I do, see what I am. And the world is now in a competition for comparisons. And now In this season, friends, we are asked to place ourselves in front of God with humility, with love, with attention for God, not for ourselves, and with the prophet Hosea to say, let us return to the Lord who will heal us. Let us go to the throne, friends. Father Almighty, today we hear your voice. Today we turn our hearts. Forgive us that in our arrogance, we do not bow before you who are God, our Heavenly Father. We ask, Father, that you will heal us from our pride, that you will help us to look up at you, put our phones away, put our television away, put our distractions away in this season, and hear your voice, and hear your plans that you have for our lives, and practice silence. Jesus could speak so much and he didn't. He had answers for everything, but in so many ways, so many times we see him quiet. Help us to seek you in the silence, Father. We ask for those around us that are not even seeking you, Father, that you will turn their hearts towards you, that we will continue to see more people as we've already seen some around us that are turning to you, and that we will praise you for it. We ask these things in the name of Jesus. Amen. Hello, this is Sofia Fonseca de Niño, and I welcome you to this inner room. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram under the Inner Room Emotions in the Bible, and we would love to hear your questions, your ideas, or your comments. Thank you for joining us today.